This programme is part of a series of programmes in sound art. It was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.
Sound is wonderful because sound connects things, and sound accommodates many voices at one time, and they remain intelligible. With sight, we see one object. Very rarely do we actually have transparencies and reflections. Sound, as a medium, allows us to experience environment as connections between living things and cycles and rhythms.
Okay, my name is Giuseppe Torre. I'm from Italy. I'm studying here music tech in the University of Limerick.
My name is Dorota Konczewska, I'm Polish, and I'm studying here music technology in University of Limerick, the same group as Giuseppe's.
Okay, great. So, in terms of Limerick, can you tell us what your impressions were when you first came here, what you thought of the buildings and the people and just the surroundings in general?
Architecture, like, my first impression, the architecture is a bit raw, like, the buildings are kind of bare, but it was funny thing, because first time that I landed in Limerick, I just jumped off the bus in the bus station, and it was raining, and there was this older man, you know, like grandfather, he was walking down the street, and he started talking to me about the weather, like, oh, nice weather today. He was just talking, and I started like getting into conversation with him, and I really enjoyed that. I do like talking with older people, and then after 10 minutes I know all about his, you know, grandchildren and last Christmas and so on. So I said, like, wow, those people in Limerick are kind of, you know, very open, like, yeah, chatty, you know. It was funny, I liked that.
Okay, and have your impressions changed since you've been here now for...
I mean, it's, you know, that was the first impression, and since that time, like, I got plenty of different sort of impressions. Now I'm living here, like, you know, more than 2 years, so I know every level of society in Limerick. Okay. So there's plenty to talk about.
Okay. And what were your first impressions of Limerick when you first got here?
A good impression. It's a nice place. It's what I expect from Ireland, like, full of green compared to my city. Here, it's plenty of green. And yeah, basically this. And people is really funny, because it's really, I always thought that north people coming from north country are cold people. Instead, Ireland is an exception.
Okay. In this case. And what did you think of the college and the course when you arrived?
It was really good, because the first stuff that I saw was the concert of the student coming from the last year. It was a really good concert. I really enjoyed some of them piece. I look at the building, all the stuff. I was really impressed.
Okay. And I don't know if you know this, but Limerick has a kind of a bad impression, a bad reputation in Ireland, and people say things that it's a violence issue or that there's a lot of crime. Do you think that that's deserved, and do you think that you have to really live here to understand the city?
I mean, the first thing that I understood, I mean, I didn't know that from the beginning. Somebody told me, like, oh, Dorothy, so you are living in Stab City. And one day I was going to work, and I saw some, like, you know, plenty of people around, and I saw some body covered with white sheets, you know, and it was some murdered person, and I was like, ooh. But I never ever had any situation that was not nice, or... I don't know, maybe I'm a lucky person, but maybe, I don't know. I've never gotten into any situation that it was dangerous or not nice. Or, I mean, you know, you find everywhere some cheeky kids or everywhere in all over the world. Like, so I didn't experience that, so maybe ask, yeah, Giuseppe.
Yeah, basically it's this. It's absolutely not a dangerous place.
So you think that Limerick is quite a safe place, or you think it's quite a violent place?
I came from Palermo, and all people know it's a dangerous place. I don't see any dangerous people. It seems to be all the opposite. I always think that people is nice. It's really nice, really relaxed. I don't know. Some cheeky child, okay, you can imagine, but nothing special.
Okay, so with regards to sound art, can you tell us what you think sound art is, what it is to you, and just describe it to us a little bit?
As just a way to communication between people and expressing yourself, the earliest one, you know, from the ancient of time of human being, I'd say.
Sorry,
What do you think sound art is? What does it mean to you? What is sound art?
Sound art. It's a way to do art. Honestly, I think it's basically referred to... I don't get the real translation in my language of this word, but sound art can be... There is a composer that never remember her name. Anyway, she used to, for example, record sound from the forest and then start to messing around with that sound and create music. I think sound art, you mean doing art with sound from the real world. If you mean all the sound like music, that's just human being. So.
Okay. So is there any piece of sound art or anything that you've heard that's inspired you and inspired your pieces, whether it's sound art or just sounds around you or music? Is there anything that's inspired what you've done?
We've been listening to some pieces by Laurie Anderson, and she inspired us a lot, and that's why we start using like cross synthesis in our piece. And there's this piece of her Superman, and it's kind of, we were listening to that and got under influence of her art. So maybe that's, she's the one.
And now that you kind of have an idea of how these pieces are made, do you listen back and listen to that differently? Do you understand it differently?
Of course. I mean, you understand everything differently. And like now you are kind of more even criticizing some piece because you know how easy you can make it. And some pieces are sort of rediscovered and you are like, wow, this is completely new thing, you know. And you are kind of, you know, it's the same like for people that they are starting with photography. They will start to see the world through the, you know, like through the camera lens. Although you don't have camera, you know, your perception is changing. The same as with this, like the perception of sounds, and it has big influence on brain. Not only me, like all the friends, you see the guys are cooking the lunch and they will start banging in the frying pan and like, you know, getting it closer, farther, trying to find the pitch bend, you know, it's madness.
And do you, is there any piece that has inspired you?
For this work that we present is the same, basically. Yeah. Honestly, recently I'm looking at all the sound, like listening to John Zorn, Naked City, Laurie Anderson, Superman, this piece. A lot of this stuff.
And just, we're just going to talk about your piece now. Can you tell us what it's based on and why?
I just started, you know, it's, sometimes you have those days that something's coming up to your head, and I had few free while, so I start writing the lyrics and with the melody. Then I was like writing chords to this, and so just, you know, I create the song, and then I wanted to add a bit of electronics. I showed that to Giuseppe, and he said like, wow, this is cool, like I will record the guitar track to this. So then we had like, you know, just classical voice and the guitar and a bit of piano track. And then he started messing with this, you know. He said, like, oh, why don't we do the cross-synthesis between the guitar and the voice? So there'll be, like, one melody line, and you hear the guitar with the voice in one track. So it started to be really, like, kind of... And then we start messing with this more and more, and it just start changing shapes completely.
And where and how was the piece recorded?
Here, in this studio. In this studio.
Okay. And... can you tell us about the production process? Is your piece fully produced and ready to go already?
No, it's not ready to go.
Okay.
It's just a draft, but because at the moment we are really busy. So,
okay. See, at the moment we are like up to our ears with exams and assignments, and there's so much going on that we were like kind of, you know, thinking like, oh, should we really do this, or should we just stay and write one of our, you know, five assignments for another week, you know? So we were kind of very... you know, busy with other things. So,
you expect that the piece is going to change a lot during the production process? That it's going to sound different when you go at it and make changes? Is there editing to be done, or do you think it's going to sound pretty much like what you've got put together now?
I mean, the basis is going to stay the same stuff, but for sure it's going to be like brushed up much nicer. You know, it's too rough still to say that it's final version. You know, for sure, we would have to brush it up.
My duties in the morning push me to the ground, and all my plans now seems to be so blurred. Sky in the city is crying like always, and wondering how it will be somewhere else now. I'm wondering how it would be somewhere else now. Somewhere else, where's a different land? wondering how to be summer at sound. Summer at so far away from here. Spring is gonna come soon. Your dad will answer the letters, and all your worries will be simply so small. Grass will get greener in the garden. You'll find your place on earth soon. For you and all your funny hats, for you and all your colors, for you and all your funny hats, for you and all your sounding colors, for you and all your funny hats, for you and all your sounding colors. But tonight there's nothing else that I want to hear from you. Lies, lies, a bunch of sweet comforting me lies.
Did you find the whole process easy or difficult, and was it enjoyable for you?
It was enjoyable because I used a program like Max MSP that I like instead of Logic and other program. So, yeah, it's quite easy. No, really easy at the moment.
And when you were making the piece, did you think about the audience or the listeners, and do you worry about what they will think, or is there something that you would like them to get from it?
To be honest, I was not thinking about audience at all when I was doing the piece. You know, recently we were learning about this guy Xanakis. I don't know, have you ever heard about him? And he was actually one that he was not really caring about audience at all. And it actually, you know, it has some influence on me. And anyway, you have to like something first, and that's the only way, you know, to sort of make people understand that and like it. Also, I don't know, I was not thinking about the audience, not at all.
So is there anything else you'd like to add or anything you'd like to say about Sound Art or about your piece?
That was very enjoyable work, and that's actually what we are doing in the school, you know. That's why we are here, just to learn those things, and so that's why we enjoy that, you know.
We would like to thank everyone who took part in the creation of this programme and to the sound artists who created the piece for this radio production. This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Commission of Ireland's Sound and Vision Programming Fund.